Krishna, 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 Krish Відомо так славу Прабхупаду. Джайо Вишну Пава Парама Моса Папа Іді Веді Верчайна Ступина Сатя Сесіва Тисідомо так Сарасвати Пайку Прабхупаду. Аранди Мене Майшна Пайку Намачарья Свай Харидаста Пайку Пенчарі Прабхупаду Кришна Чайтанья Прабхупаду Shri Krishna Gopal Vrindavan Kala Kala Giri Gaurav Ki Jai Vrindavan Ki Jai Mathura Ram Ki Jai Navadvipa Ram Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Ram Ki Jai Yamuna Ram Ki Jai Vaidyasvara Ki Jai Tulasi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Samaveja Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sisi Nityananda Chiradasa Mahamaha Sara Ki Jai Gora Nitai, Varanti, Jai. O Gloriosa Sangha de Buddhist. 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 O Gloriosa Sangha de
Shri Nityananda Vishwaram
Shri Nityananda Vishwaram
Jai Shri Chaitanya Prabhu वंदे अनंत दूतैश्वर्य
वंदे अनंत
नित्यानंदैश्वर
is a
execute the orders of Krishna in the work of creation. And in the form of Shiva, he serves Krishna in various ways. In all the forms, he tastes the transcendental bliss of serving Krishna. That same Balaram is Lord Jayananda, the companion of Gaura Sundara. I have explained the seventh verse and four subsequent verses. By these verses, all the world can know the truth about Lord Jayananda. I surrender unto the devoted feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, who is Lord Asankarshan in the midst of the church of Yoga, consisting of Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Arjuna, and Yuga. He possesses full opulences and residing by Kundi Yoga, far beyond the material creation. Purport, I shall go back. This is a verse from Sri Swarupa Damodara Goswami's diary. It appears at the end of the first 14 verses of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sri Balaram Nityananda Ki Jai. Nityananda Balaram Ki Jai.
Did the same thing. He wanted to close out the whole universe
il venait à l'église Bati, il chantait. L'orchestre du Bautier, c'est dans la terre. Le balade entre les ingrédients. On est le plus grand niveau de l'univers. But, what did the man have to do? He has no anger. He is always peaceful. Even when there are occasions for him to be angry, he never showed anger. Instead, he tolerated everything peacefully. Only Jananda Balan, I'm seeing the condition of the material world. He look at our situation. He deliberately accepted the dress of an adult. If he had come as a Brahmana or a sannyasi, there would be so many rules and regulations restricting him from doing his duty. Therefore, he deliberately gave up his position. He took the form of an abadut so that he can penetrate everywhere at his will without restriction. That is his cosmicness. So merciful, eternal. The people who want to search for God, they go to the forest. Even if they don't go to the forest, they have to go and seek for a saint. Only Jananda does not wait for people to come to him. He goes to the people and simply requests, chant the name Gaura Sundara, chant the Gaura Krishna, chant Hare Krishna. That was all his request. For this purpose, he took another duty, dress. So he enters everywhere, no restriction. Although he played all these pastimes, he never forget his leader. As a cowherd boy in the town, that out of madness, Lord Chandra Prabhu, one day he came to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was completely dressed by air, only air. He has nothing on his body. Because he sees himself as a child, as a small boy. He was completely naked. He came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked to remove his chanda and cover him by jail. At least, you should not be a human child. We are not in Gorokana, so you should not be a human child. That's why sometimes you should just cover yourself like this. That's in the chanda. And then you go to Srivas Pandey's wife. He's a big man at this time. He's a grown-up big man, grown-up man. But he will go to her and be sucking her breast as a child. And he's allowed. The mother considers, hey, this is my baby. Do this as you like. You need to allow him. So merciful, so wonderful, so sweet. As a spiritual master, as an original spiritual master, he taught us the process how to approach the Supreme Person of God. It is not possible, it is never possible for anyone to become Krishna conscious without a guru. It is not possible. One cannot become a pure devotee without the mercy of a pure devotee. One cannot go to Godhead without an invitation from an associate of Krishna. It is not possible. On the agenda that he taught the principle. you want Krishna, you need a guru. So, Srila Raghunatha Goswami was trying to circumvent this principle. He would run to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he would be brought back to the house. He would run to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would be brought back to the house. This is not the system. Follow the system. He will run, but he will be brought back to the house. You have to follow the system. Until Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally told him, my dear friend, don't be like a monkey. Follow a proper process. If you want to attend God, go to a guru. Go back to the house and look for a guru. So Raghunatha Goswami went back to his house and started searching for guru. So one day, not in that ignorant Jananda, Prabhu was sitting with his associate. And Raghunatha Goswami came there. He came and he just stood behind. He didn't come to the front. He was sitting behind. So the servant informed him, Nityananda Prabhu. Here is Raghunatha Goswami. And Nityananda Prabhu said, oh, a thief has come. He wanted to steal up a body on his train. He said, thief, come here today, I will punish you. Offenders should be punished. That is management. Lord Shiva said, if offenders are not punished, those who are very honest will become unprotected. The offenders will be punished so that those who are honest will be protected. So Lord Nityananda, teaching as a guru, said, you want to build up on Godhead without the proper process? You're a thief. How can you still build up a God? You have to follow the system. Therefore, today, I will punish you so that you brought to your senses. That punishment, very wonderful punishment, very sweet punishment. So, yes, everybody would like this punishment. You should feed my associate who are hungry, we need feast us. This is your punishment. For Raghunatha Goswami, this is a wonderful punishment because he is from a wealthy family. His father is rich. For him to sponsor a feast, it's nothing. So immediately he told his servant, go and bring whatever is available. And they were purchasing banana, they were purchasing yogurt, they were purchasing all the necessary ingredients. Big seven, large box. Large pot and small pot. And they started preparing the boga. They were soaking all the pot with condensed milk. One side, yogurt. One side, a special banana. And it was a big feast. It was a big feast. The whole village has came to understand. Like when I died with Sunday, making a festival. Celebrating Lord Nityananda's blessing. Everybody came to participate. Every business, men and women were coming with all their goods. Raghunatha Goswami purchased everything from them. And it is offered to Lord Nityananda and it is put it. The whole universe came to participate. Lord Nityananda Prabhu was sitting on the raised platform, the bank of Ganga. Nice Panihati. Very nice place. Bengali. Very nice. Very sweet. So it was a big festival. When the festival became ecstatic, the whole universe was coming to participate. Lord Nityananda Prabhu invited Chitamapu to come. He invoked Chitamapu. Chitamapu came for the festival. Raghunath Das Goswami was trying to make Chitamapu even get to him directly. It was still impossible for him. But here, because of the mercy of the spiritual master Lord Nityananda, Chitamapu was brought in. Without Raghunath Das Goswami's effort, he was brought in. And remembering their cowherd boy pastimes, Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chitamapu Prabhu, he came in the middle of the devotees enjoying the feast, and they were passing along. Lord Nityananda Prabhu will take a morsel of food and push it into the mouth of Sri Chitamapu Prabhu, chewing it and Sri Chitamapu Prabhu will take some and push the mouth of Lord Nityananda and chew it and in this way, he was celebrating the feast of Raghunath Das Goswami in association with wonderful devotees. Only the internal devotee is able to see that Chitamapu was present. External devotees were not able to see, even though Chitamapu was present. And Nityananda Prabhu was feasting him with his own lotus hand. Only the internal devotees were able to see this internal pastime. The external devotees, they were simply eating without seeing the Chitamapu.
This journey took them 3 months.
problem. Their problem was ecstasy. That was a problem. Out of ecstasy, they were not seeing any direction. They were simply moving. They were just going. They would just go a far distance. They would ask, "Brother, where is the way to Bengal?" "Oh, you have made a mistake. You have to go back the same way you came." They will go back, and that will take a whole day to get back to where they started the journey. I'd like to continue the next day. The next day, the same thing, they will continue. They were not seen externally. They were not there to understand how. They were simply internal. They will go another direction for the whole day. "Brother, what is the way to make that?" "You have made a mistake. You have to go back the way you came." They spent 2 months. And not only that, one of them, a cowherd boy, would climb a very tall tree and from there jump from there down and bounce like a football. He would play, "I am under that." "And you are my children?" "First time." "And God is the son of?" "Bali." So he came with Chaitanya Vida. All of them became. That would take some time. Another boy, he would just, in the middle of the road, he just stand like a Christian. For the whole day, he just stand in one place. Others have to wait for him. Because it's together. It would take a whole day. In madness. Madness of pure love of Godhead. It was their vehicle. That was the vehicle they used for Jagannath Puri drugs nowadays. Pure love of Godhead was the vehicle they used. Because that was their situation. Then on the way, Lord Chaitanya Prabhu and his associates, they met first some devotees, these powerful brothers who are always expected chanting, "Watch the ghost, forget the ghost." The kirtan melt even wool and stones. Lord Chaitanya Prabhu enjoyed himself in the kirtan. Now that he continued his journey and he got to another devotee, he brought wealth. So Lord Chaitanya Prabhu decorated his 10 fingers with jewels, rings. From here to here was full. From here to here was full. His leg was full. His head was full. His ankle was full with jewels. His chest, every part of his body was jewels. When he continued the journey, he came to another village. And this village, notorious chiefs. They saw Lord Chaitanya Prabhu and his associate. The leader of the chiefs. He said to my dear brothers, "Who said this is a Goswami? How can a Goswami be like this? Don't look at his body. He's a sage gratifier. But it is our fortune. This so-called abundant, Swami, is our fortune. All these years of the worshiping Durga, today Durga has become very pleased with us that she has arranged for us to become fully satisfied. Instead of going to steal from places to places, Durga has assembled everything we need in one place and has simply brought it before us. So tonight, let's wait. We shall go there. And all of them started biting on each other's property. One of them said, yes, that crown on his head, that is mine. But yes, the rings on his fingers, that is mine. And with the chest, the hands, everything. They divided everything among themselves, right there on the body, along the Chananda. But they were also, together with devotees chanting Hare Krishna. The thieves and the devotees were together in one place. All of them were doing the same thing, Hare Krishna. While the hand is up, chanting Hare Krishna, the man is thinking. The mind is thinking, yes. Let the mind come. I will become wealthy. So, they are teaching us, that
Leaves. Goswami will be
dear Lord, and bless me. So they went home and prepared themselves. In the night they came. When they came, they saw the security guards. Let us wait. Let us wait. When the king leaves, the security will go. So, we'll do our job. They waited and did not person the slipper. He woke up one day when it was daybreak. He said, I'm kissing each other. You sleep first. You sleep first. This you sleep first. That is why I also slept. Anyway, let us go before we are detected. So run away. The next, he came back. When they came, Lord Indra, thought, let me do service. Lord Jananda. So he sent heavy rain, heavy, and everywhere was inundated. Everywhere was dark, you cannot see anything. They were made blind. They suffered pinching cold. They fell inside gutter. Insect beat them severely. They were tortured. They suffered. And that process, they got purified by the mercy of Nityananda. So they were thinking, this is the truth about him. He is not an ordinary person. He is a supreme personality of God. What do we expect him to be an ordinary person? He has showed that for 4 days, different symptoms for us to realize that we are making mistakes, but still, because of our contamination, we couldn't see him. But today, so the next day they came and cried before Lord Nityananda Prabhu and begged for forgiveness. Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, what did you do that I have to forgive you? Then they reported themselves. This is our association. We are teachers. We have planned for 4 days. All our things will be unsuccessful. By your causeless mercy, we have come to our senses to understand who you are. Please deliver us also. Lord Nityananda Prabhu delivered them. He didn't consider the offense. He delivered them. Then he told them, because you are a thief, you should go and preach thieves. He will understand their language. So he will preach to their brothers. So in this way, he delivered them. So he gave them this assignment. Nityananda Prabhu is so merciful, is so kind, he has no offense to take from anyone. So today is his guarantee. We do appreciate this wonderful effort. thanking you for that. What? The purpose of the Eternal's coming is Advent. Is this for feast? Only Eternal probably is coming just for the feast. He came 500 years ago. Right? So, what we are celebrating is Advent today, his appearance at all. So, is he coming for feast? It's coming for something more than that. His purpose of coming is to deliver us. Not for feast. For feast, I'm sure that he will have it better in the Moloka than me. I'm sure. He's not coming just for the feast. Feast is the secondary thing. The primary thing is that God the Tabernacle who is coming for us. So, if we want to celebrate the feast, let us start it from the beginning. One, so that Bundaba Das Tikoda said, anyone who fasts on the appearance day of Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will never enter the womb of a mother again. But some of us are already drinking water. Is that fasting? Some of us are already hungry. Is that fasting? We're already thinking about food. And we're already informed that wonderful feast is there by 1 o'clock. Everything. So we're already meditating on 1 o'clock. Is that fasting? Please, let us do the first thing first. Do nice fasting. Think of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Don't think about food. That is why he has come, to create remembrance, to create festivity, activity, allocation for us to remember. Let us think about Lord Nityananda and the purpose of his advent. He is coming to deliver us. We should give ourselves to him to be delivered. How do we do that? We have to pray to Lord Nityananda, please, for the purpose I've been coming, let it manifest in my life. Show your cosmicness. Lord Nityananda, we're not going to show cosmicness if we are not giving him our heart. He will not. He has made everything available, but he's ready for us to take the advantage. What is available? If you do this, he will be very happy to give his blessing. After receiving his blessing, you can celebrate our success. Feast. More merciful than Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who delivered the guy in the time. They are brothers. Born in India. And Jagai and Madaya have one special quality which caused their deliverance. Although they committed all kinds of sinful activities, they never blasphemed devotees. Jagai and Madaya never blasphemed devotees. All other sinful activities they did, but never blaspheme devotees. What is our own life? We sing them and consider Jagai and Madai to be condemn souls.
What?
They are so. They are Brahmanas. They are Brahmanas. They are born in India. And they never blaspheme devotees. So one with Chananda Prabhu is so merciful and he delivered them. But there is a person who is more merciful than Lord Chananda. Who delivered? Even that time it was only two Jagan. Today, we have unlimited Jagaya. It's called Panachana Jagaya Gosha Rauhani Ki. How many Jagaya? How many people who are lower than Jagaya but are here to be? So who can sufficiently glorify Sri Prabhupada and his blessing? Who can sufficiently appreciate what Sri Prabhupada has done for the world? Nityananda Prabhu didn't come to Africa. Sri Prabhupada came to Africa. Sri Prabhupada came back. Nityananda Prabhu came back. Hare Krishna. Somebody, you remember that person, you are thinking of that person. We are praying to him, who is not the person we are praying to. Amen. Not officially come on the internet and everybody says, we'll be driven to that. It should be deeply from the heart, with feelings. And the whole day, hear about these pastors. The whole day, to hear, what is not just hear, for this 1 hour. We should go back, there are so many pastors indeed, to chat with me, so many of them, let us select all of them and read them all through. Remember your other his activities as Balaam and Sebastian, we should remember all of them. This is the way we can get ourselves engaged into the love of the eternal. And this will make you present before us. Krishna consciousness is not external thing. It is not just philosophy alone. It is practical, tangible substance which you can hold it and feel it. But you have to follow the science. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Lord Nityananda, Maharaj Ki. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.